This is the Candidates Public Square. I'm Jay Pierce. For the next half hour, you'll hear from candidates in contested races in the Urbana and Champaign school districts and for Champaign City Council, who took us up on our offer of 2 minutes of free airtime. First, candidates for Urbana School Board in Subdistrict 7.
Hello, my name is Andrew Wilk. I'm a graduate of Yale University, a former New York City advertising executive and Urbana school teacher, the parent of an Urbana High student, and I now work as the managing editor of the Active Senior newspaper here in town. Why am I running? Simply put, almost every measure of Urbana's social and economic health is impacted by what goes on within our schools, and I believe that we need to do a better job educating our students and managing our resources. I think my experiences, both in business and as a teacher, uniquely qualify me to provide the guidance our district needs, and my three-point plan for success is born of my own experiences in the classroom. First things first, we need to move our schools toward a system of cooperative management that shows respect for all those whose efforts are critical to the success of our schools. Those who cannot work cooperatively fail both our schools and our children, and we must search for imaginative educators who are comfortable with debate and discussion. Second, we must insist each school building create a safe and respectful learning environment that recognizes the contributions and dignity of our teachers, parents, students, administrators, volunteers, and staff. Failing either to understand the importance of a safe school environment or to show courteous understanding for all those involved in our success corrodes both school spirit and public confidence. Finally, our school board must support teachers and administrators who insist on high standards for curriculum and instruction. Preparing our students to succeed on a single-day standardized test will be much easier if we insist on excellence and achievement every day of the year in Urbana schools. We can no longer afford to fall short compared to other districts in our area, and we should not because our students are just as bright and talented and wonderful as students everywhere else. With your support on Election Day on April 17th, I hope we can work together to move our schools forward and provide our children with the education they deserve. Thank you for your time and your kind attention. My name again is Andrew Wilk, and I am a candidate for the Urbana Board of Education.
My name is Tracy Heilman, and I'm running for the Urbana School Board. I became involved in the Urbana School District when my daughter started kindergarten at Thomas Paine this year. I'm a classroom parent, and I'm active in our PTA. I volunteer in the library and in the lunchroom. It was my experience in the lunchroom that prompted me to run for school board. As I came to the school lunch each Tuesday, I was surprised to see the food that was served to our children. Many children were only taking a beverage and the highly processed entree. The fruits were often hard for the children to manage, and the fresh vegetables were unappealing and low in nutritional value. I believe that we need to provide our children with whole foods, fresh fruits and vegetables, and healthy proteins that will nourish their bodies and their minds. I believe that having healthy, nutritious meals is something that all of our children should have. Not just the children who bring their lunch from home, but the children who qualify for free and reduced lunches and breakfasts also. If you agree that healthy meals, rich in whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and healthy proteins are something that all of our children need and deserve, then vote for me, Tracy Heilman. I'm proud to live in this community. I love the diversity of culture, thought, and experience that are evident. As a member of the school board, I want to tap into that diversity. Currently, we have many disenfranchised families in our community. I want to work to build better relationships between the school board and parents, businesses, and community leaders so that we can work together to address the problems that we face. If you want to be a partner in working to make the Urbana School District work for all families, then vote for me, Tracy Heilman. I've been attending the Urbana School Board meetings, and each time I walk away, reminded again that the board seems to lack a clear and coherent vision for our schools. I want to work to bring together our community so that we can clearly articulate what we want for our schools this year, in 5 years and in 10 years, and then do what we must to achieve those goals. If you want a clear vision for the Urbana School Board, then please vote for me, Tracy Heilman. Thank you.
I am John Dimmitt. I'm a 43-year resident of Urbana. I've served on the school board for nearly 20 years. I'm married with two sons who attended Thomas Paine and UMS and are now at UHS. My wife, Angie, has always been very active in PTA, so involvement in our schools is a family priority. My board service hopefully is known for innovative analytical thinking, grounded on sound financial reasoning. I've worked hard to master the district's finances, to be current on educational issues from pre-kindergarten to adult ed, and to bring a calm, reasoned, consensus-building voice to board decision-making. During my time on the board, Urbana has moved from fuzzy budgeting with the county's highest school tax rate to multi-year financial plans based on the region's second lowest tax rate, encouraging investment in our community. Balancing the budget is very important, but we also must provide the highest quality education possible. That begins with a staff second to none. Urbana is challenged with an accelerating rate of staff change driven by retirements at all levels, including our first new superintendent in 15 years. We must redouble our efforts to recruit and retain the next generation of outstanding, trustworthy staff, and then encourage these young, diverse educators to bring innovation to the classroom. The school board needs to maintain clear expectations and a rigorous curriculum, but then allow educators to customize their instruction to meet the needs of their specific students. Urbana faces an increasingly competitive public and private educational environment. We must be better at telling our success stories to the community so we regain our position as a school system of choice, positioning our district to attract families who value education, whose students' accomplishments will honor our rich tradition of excellence. To work towards that excellence, the entire community, families, the U of I, Parkland, businesses, must be at the table. I believe I can help set that table, ensuring Urbana embraces everyone's involvement. This election is about selecting someone who can best support our new district leadership as we move forward on the path to excellence. I ask for your vote.
And next, we'll hear from five of the eight who are seeking the four open seats on the Champaign School Board.
Hello, my name is Melody Benson Rosales, and I'm a candidate for Champaign Unit 4 School Board. I have three children who have all been products of Unit 4. As a school board member, I want to work on eliminating the academic achievement gap between white, middle, and upper-class children with those of minority and or low-income children. By using small group instruction in grades K through 3, it enables teachers to identify the learning styles of their students. If budgetary constraints prevent hiring more teachers, aides added to the classrooms may be an alternative. Research shows in middle and high school, blocked classes improve understanding and retention of class content and lessen disruption during transition times. Developing a comprehensive dual language program is also an immediate need. We have building and grounds to address, and by using the recent building facilities study as a guide, we want to ensure all Unit 4 schools meet the educational demands of the 21st century, like wiring for technology and installing HVAC systems. Attention should also be given to facilities designed for students with disabilities. If I could only have one additional academic program added to the existing curriculum, I would front-load resources and expand early childhood reading programs. Our goal and mantra, all children read at grade level or above by third grade. UIUC's Provost Katahi announced a commitment to partner with schools to provide educational resources to accomplish this. Research shows students who can't read by third grade have a higher dropout rate and are likely to enter penal systems in later years. And finally, I would evaluate measures and means to improve discipline in our schools. You know that most discipline referrals are closely linked to students' academic performance. Currently, our central focus is on refining rules and regulations. However, I believe our primary focus should be on providing high quality and engaging instruction with adequate psychosocial support for students, giving needed skills and anger management strategies to apply if they become involved in situations that turn disruptive and/or violent. If you want more information on my campaign and ideas, please visit www.melodyrosales.com. That's www.melodyrosales.com. Thank you, and make sure you vote April 17th for Melody Benson Rosales.
My name is John Bambanek, and I am running for the Champaign Unit 4 School Board. I, like many voters, have seen the problems and low public confidence in Unit 4, and I have criticized the district for it. I'm running so that I can help be a voice of change and to repair what is broken. While our schools are finally making progress under No Child Left Behind, they are not the excellent schools our community deserves. Bad planning and little accountability have caused the community to lose trust in our schools. It is time a member of the board was a voice of accountability and for academic excellence. Everything the schools do should be as open to the public as possible. School safety and discipline remain major problems after years of work. Lastly, little effort has gone into planning on bringing the disenfranchised groups back into the political process once the consent decree ends. I'm running to help rebuild Unit 4 to be the world-class school system that Champaign and Savoy can be proud of.
My name is Greg Novak. I moved to Champaign in 1975. I spent 31 years employed by the Champaign School District. Currently, my parents, as well as my daughter and son-in-law, along with three grandchildren, all live within the boundaries of Unit 4. Why am I running? I am running for the school board because of concerns about the direction that Unit 4 has taken over the last decade. There is a lack of accountability for actions taken by the school district, especially by the school board. Parents and students have reacted by voting with their feet and are leaving the school system. Our schools of choice system no longer offers any real choices between campuses. Long gone are the promised magnet schools, and areas like Northern and Western Champaign and Savoy are denied proximity A status, making them second-class citizens in the district. Our facilities are greatly in need of repair as essential maintenance keeps getting deferred. There is no long-range vision in place as to what the future of the school district will look like in 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. The school system has managed to divorce itself from the community. Public trust in the school system is lacking, as seen by the results of the last school referendum. I am hopeful that by serving on the board, I can see that some of these issues are addressed and resolved. The Champaign community deserves the best possible schools for its students. Great schools help make great communities, and the citizens and students of this school system deserve no less than a great school system. I would appreciate your vote on April 17th.
Hello, my name is Minosca Alcantara, and I'm a candidate for the Unit 4 School Board. I was appointed to the school board in August 2005 to finish the term of a previous board member. I have been privileged to have the opportunity to serve on the school board and work on issues concerning our children's education, our schools, and the consent decree for the last 2 years. We are blessed to have many outstanding students, dedicated teachers, and hardworking volunteers in our district. I always enjoy my visits to our schools, and I love to meet the children and their parents. I want to secure the many gains we have made over the past few years and help lead Unit 4 through the important decisions we face in the next 2 to 4 years regarding buildings and programs. I will work for successful programs with real choices, for example, international baccalaureates, dual language immersions, and applied arts and music programs. I will work to create policy and practice, ensuring successful transition of consent decree status to capitalize on and ensure continuation of gains. I will work for alternative school models, fostering personal accommodation and growth, academic and social achievement, and responsibility and service. And I will also work on creating a strong collaboration between classroom teachers and student support staff to mitigate climate and discipline concerns. For more information about my campaign issues, go to www.peñalcantara.com/Minosca. Again, www.peñalcantara.com/Minosca.
My name is Christine Chalifou, and I'm running for Unit 4 School Board. I've lived in Champaign for over 10 years and have two primary school-aged children in Unit 4 schools. As a practicing architect, I plan to work closely with developing well-thought-out proposals for future improvements of our existing school buildings and the addition of new schools as they are needed. My top three objectives as a school board member are, first, to develop a short-range plan for resolution of the consent decree and long-range plans that will, among other things, accommodate future growth of the community over the next decades, address immediate and future educational needs of the children, and continue the positive momentum issued from the consent decree. The resources available in our community are enormous. To combine them into a holistic plan will produce a community that is vibrant and attracts new businesses and residents, but most of all, produce a community that is known for the quality and committed education we provide our children. My second objective is to improve communication between the school board and the public, continue open forums at local schools, and develop and improve outreach by upper administration and school board members to the public. The current negative atmosphere within which the school district functions is detrimental to the progression of our educational system and is demoralizing to staff and students. Finally, I want to improve the financial responsibility of the district. We need to look into creative financing, grant applications, and other means of increasing the funding available for the programs we offer. In the short term, we must meet the needs of our students with the funds available, but we must find ways to increase these funds so that we can take advantage of non-traditional opportunities that are available. I would like to see languages offered in all grades. I would like to see longer school days. I would like to see our special needs children receive more individualized attention. All this, unfortunately, comes with a price tag. We must find ways to overcome budget concerns and concentrate on teaching. As a test of success, I would like to see our children look back as adults and say that Unit 4 schools provided them with an educational foundation that served them well the rest of their lives.
My name is Chuck Jackson. I moved to Champaign in 1984. I'm an alumnus of the U of I. I worked on campus following graduate school for 7 years and then started my own computer business. Ran that business for about 7 years while also being the primary child care provider for our young children. Without community support, our schools can do very little. As a result, our first order of business is to eliminate the distrust that permeates our schools. Teachers need to be treated as professionals. Parents need to be treated as valued customers, and the community needs to be treated as crucial investors. We must develop and maintain a dialogue among all groups who depend on our schools. The district must listen first, and when we speak, our words must be reliable and without a hint of deceit or evasion. Teachers work hard, and we need to make sure that we don't make their already challenging job even more difficult with our policies or administration. Our professional teachers are working at or above capacity and have been for some time. We need these teachers, and we can't afford to burn them out by asking them to cover for bad policies or measly budgets. When people come into our buildings, need to be treated with respect, especially if they are unfamiliar with our practices. Parents need to be more than welcome. We need to make them comfortable in the schools and value our chance to collaborate with them in the education of their children. We need to judiciously ask for and carefully spend the money our community provides. We need to remain accountable for the choices we make and always, always listen to the community we serve. We need to listen not just when the community is knocking down our door with anger and frustration, but also in the mundane moments. The school district must seek public participation in this age of couch potatoes. There are many encouraging things happening in Unit 4. We need to celebrate our successes. There is much that is wonderful, but all too often it is covered up by our flaws. We must work to eliminate the flaws and trumpet our achievements. Vote Chuck Jackson for school board.
And now on to the Champaign City Council race.
My name is Deb Finan, and as a member of the Champaign City Council running for election, I am asking for your support in the upcoming election, April 17, 2007. I also want to provide you with some background information about me. I am a lifelong resident of Champaign, and as you may know, prior to being appointed to the City Council, I had the privilege to serve as an elected member of the Champaign County Board for 14 years, four of those years as the vice chair. I understand how government works and the duties of serving as an elected official. I also own a small business in Champaign. I am a local attorney and partner with the law firm of Nally Bauer, Finan, Bullock, and Mann. I am married to Chuck Finan and have two children, Carly and Catherine. As an elected official, I have supported balanced budgets, intergovernmental cooperation, business and economic development, and departments such as Champaign County Head Start. It is my belief that our council has a duty to provide for city infrastructure needs, promote planned growth and economic development, and provide basic city services while living within its means. I share many priorities with the current city leaders and staff: continued economic growth, embracing technology, reinventing and revitalizing the downtown, upgrading and renewing our neighborhoods, partnering with the school district and the library, and cooperating with our neighboring governments. I am proud of our city government and the services provided to the citizens of Champaign. I welcome the opportunity to give back to our community through public service. I want to work to continue the excellent progress our city has made in recent years. Please vote on April 17th. Turnout for the election will be extremely important. Take the time to vote and ask others around you to do the same. I am first on the ballot. My name is Deborah Frank Finan, and I would appreciate your vote.
Hi, this is Tom Bruno. Many of you know me and have watched me work on the Champaign City Council for the past 10 years. I'm a graduate of the University of Illinois, both undergrad and law school, and I've been self-employed as a lawyer for 27 years. My wonderful wife and I have been married 31 years, and we have three children. The future is looking bright for Champaign. We are turning a corner on achieving our goals. Our downtown is better than ever, thanks to a city vision that we've implemented over the past 10 years to stimulate investment. The results have been remarkable. Campus Town is cleaner and safer. Flooding issues in campus are a thing of the past. We've added a fifth and a sixth fire station. Our city is financially healthy, and we are able to maintain our infrastructure in top shape. We're having great success with infill development, and with the city's encouragement, we will soon have a full-service grocery store and new housing where the former Burnham Hospital once stood. The Research Park on South First Street continues to be a success, with more than 1,200 people now working there in cooperative relationships with the university. Leadership in the future requires a city council that works well together, without regard to partisan politics. I think I bring that to the table. I am independent in my approach to city issues and try to employ common sense and sound reasoning to solve problems. We don't know what issues will present themselves in the next 4 years, but my experience will help me to understand those issues and develop good solutions. I pride myself on listening and being responsive to community concerns. There is much work that still needs to be done to complete our vision to make Champaign an even better community with a great quality of life. This has been Tom Bruno, and I'm asking for you to help me advance that vision for the future.
This is Karen Foster. I wondered what I would want to know about a candidate if I was on the other end of the radio. I was born in Burnham City Hospital. I went to Dr. Howard Edison and was in the first graduating class of Centennial High School. I have a bachelor's in education and a master's in guidance and counseling. I have taught at Kenwood First Baptist Preschool in Champaign Savoy, directed the Champaign County Nursing Home Child Care Center, and taught part-time at Parkland. Currently, I teach at First Baptist Preschool again. I am married, have 2 grown children, and 2 grandchildren. I would want to know why I chose to run for city council. I am running because I want to preserve the freedoms that our citizens have enjoyed for all the years that I have lived in this community. I feel it is important that businesses have the right to choose their own policies. I feel that the government does not need to add layers of ordinances, fees, and taxes for services that are already in place. I support our police and fire departments. Our public works department does an excellent job keeping our roads and streets in good shape. In talking with people, 2 conversations stick out to me. One was with an elderly gentleman who shook my hand and thanked me for standing up for our freedoms and privileges that we share in Champaign. He took 9 other retired friends to the polls to vote for me. I do not want to let them down. The other conversation was from a person who had lived all their life in Urbana and was planning to retire in his dream home there. The ways that city has chipped away at the citizens' freedoms has caused him to feel uncomfortable, and he moved to Champaign. I welcome him to the west of Wright Street. My reputation as an honest, straightforward person makes me a candidate that you can trust to do what I say I will do. I will follow through with commitments and promises. I will dialogue and look at all sides of an issue before deciding what I feel is best for our city. I know that there are many people who are more knowledgeable about many subjects that come before the council, and I would seek their expertise in order to make an informed decision. Through working with others, goals and plans can be achieved. I want to be the person that you vote for to make that happen in the city of Champaign.
Hello, my name is Geraldo Rosales, and I am up for re-election for my seat on the Champaign City Council as an at-large candidate. I am married 30 years with my college sweetheart, Melody Rosales, who is also running for school board. I have lived in this community for the last 17 years, and I am an alum of the University of Illinois, currently holding a position as an assistant dean of students. I became the first Latino ever elected to the city council of the city of Champaign, and the first Latino elected official in downstate Illinois. Some have credited me as being instrumental in influencing and passing ordinances that many perceive as moving our city forward, while not negating the health and welfare of the whole community. I'd like to have an opportunity to continue making good government. Good government to me represents a progressive community that fosters successful business, a healthy community that is responsive to the needs of all, a safe community where our citizens can work and play. My tenure on the current city council has voted to ensure our city reflects good government. Good government has been 1,600,000 in building permits for new construction and over 634 million in estimated new constructions. A new library construction underway, neighborhood improvements to the Garden Hill District, construction of Fire Station 6, traffic safety and landscape for Campus Town, Phase 2 of the University of Illinois Research Park, the Burnham City Hospital Development Project, 2 main downtown development and TIF extensions, the I-57 Exchange, police-community relation dialogues, constructions of mixed-income development north of University Avenue, and the Boneyard Creek retention phase. If you have enjoyed the last 4 years of good government for our city, the City of Champaign, vote to re-elect Geraldo Rosales on Tuesday, April 17th. For more information about me, please visit my website at www.geraldorosales.com. That's GIRALDORosales.com. Thank you.
My name is Patricia Avery, candidate for Champaign City Council. Many of you know me because I was born and raised in Champaign, which qualifies me to be considered a townie. And people from this community take being a townie seriously and wear the title proudly, as do I. My husband, Michael, and I raised three children here, and they all attended and graduated from Champaign Public Schools, Parkland College, and one from the University of Illinois. I believe that not only do my deep roots and strong ties to Champaign give me a good reason to run for Champaign City Council, but my previous 8 years of experience on the county board as chair, township hearing officer, liquor commissioner, and chair of regional planning board, as well as my experience with labor and contract negotiations, help qualify me for this office. I also have experience with intergovernmental and interagency agreements. I've worked 4 years with the city staff on the Martin Luther King countywide celebration and for 2 years on the Police and Community Relations Committee. My experience in both politics and community organizing will help me to make decisions and form necessary community partnerships when dealing with these issues that are currently facing the council. Those issues include economic development, infrastructure and road improvements, City of Champaign Township budgetary concerns, and the possible creation of a Citizen Police Review Board. These are just some of the issues that I'm addressing in my campaign. I feel I can be an asset on the City Council when addressing a number of issues. There are other issues that are not on the table I feel equally committed to, and that's extreme poverty in the City of Champaign, rental inspections, and a recycling program for the city. I look forward to bringing forth fresh ideas that are respectful to all and to allowing my experience to work for the good of all citizens of this great city of Champaign. Thank you.
I'm Annette Williams, and I'm a candidate for Champaign City Council. I'm a lifelong resident of Champaign County and a concerned citizen who wants to be involved in the process of helping our city move in a positive direction which benefits all our citizens. I believe in participatory government, and here at the local level, I hope to be able to facilitate better representation of all segments of the population. I hope to bring balance to the City Council's vision for economic development, giving fair consideration and funding to citizens' basic needs. We are one of the most prosperous communities in the Central Midwest, and yet I believe with the present trends in our city, the disparity between the affluent and those in need is growing. We can reverse this trend by fostering a philosophy of shared responsibilities and shared opportunities for all. We need to move toward more sustainable systems that put people and natural resources before profits. While we have made tremendous strides in the area of economic development, I would like to make sure we are doing smart development, dealing with our $40 million deficit in arterial roads, making sure we as taxpayers are not paying unnecessary interest on developers' loans, and determining if the incentives we are giving to the developers are actually benefiting the taxpayers. I would like to implement more efforts in revitalizing older neighborhoods, particularly those north of University Avenue. Paramount issues facing Champaign citizens are whether to implement apartment inspections, a civilian police review board, non-discrimination against Section 8 recipients, and more funding for township assistance. In all of these proposed policies, I will advocate for the needs of the common citizen because I believe the City Council should belong to the people, not the developers or special interest groups. If you share these goals and perspectives with me, I would appreciate your vote. Please visit my website at annettewilliams.org, that's A-N-N-E-T-T-E, williams.org, and contact me there with any questions or concerns.
You've been listening to Candidates Public Square, a special presentation of WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.